Thanks for coming back for another episode of Count Me In, IMA's podcast about all things affecting the accounting and finance world. This is Adam Larson, and I'll be bringing you right up to the start of our conversation for episode 167 of our series. Today, you will hear from the co-founder and CEO of SoftLedger, Ben Taylor. SoftLedger provides real-time visibility to critical financial data with their cloud-native business management platform and APIs. And in this episode, Ben talks about some of the specifics relating to APIs that can truly benefit today's accounting and finance professionals working on current accounting systems. To learn more, stay tuned as we turn our attention to the main conversation now.
So Ben, I know our conversation today is around accounting systems, and I first want to give you an opportunity to share a little bit of background about you and your company, and then, you know, how it all came about. So my first question really is, what are some of the limitations with current accounting systems?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me on. We view like accounting systems as we think of them, you know, the ones you use in your job at a corporate accounting department is, it's a general purpose system. And so general purpose accounting systems started in the early 80s, or I guess late 70s, but then came to market broadly in the early 80s. And essentially that brought together a bunch of specific purpose systems in one place where you could form financials, from your general ledger. And then that progressed over time to when cloud accounting became a thing, then these became cloud-based systems. Then you could access them from anywhere, and that's great. It changes so that you don't have to worry about running your own servers and some other things like that, and use a subscription model. But it didn't fundamentally change how those systems work. They're still somewhat rigid, in that it makes it tough to connect to other systems, and it makes it tough to configure things in certain ways that are, you know, unique to your business. And so that's what we've done is, you know, early 80s was version one of an accounting system. And then late 90s is when the cloud accounting systems came out initially. Now we're 20 years later, and the cloud's been around for enough that if you design a system specifically with cloud computing in mind, you'll design it differently. And that's what we've done. And there's just a number of benefits, but I'd say that ease of configuration to unique business cases and then connecting to other systems are among the biggest benefits of that.
So let's dig into that a little bit deeper now, as we talk about, you know, connecting the accounting system with different systems and you know, how we can do that more efficiently. I understand the reasoning behind it, or the capabilities come from APIs. So give us a little background on APIs for those who may not be familiar, and really talk about how they help in this scenario that you've described so far.
Sure. Yeah, that is a big part of this. API is application programming interface. That's what it stands for. And it's essentially a way of communicating with a software application. If you're using a browser-based application and you're clicking on buttons and to create journal entries, for instance, what that's doing is that's programming the application. An API allows you to do that programmatically. So it allows you to do that via, just setting up code to automate your processes. And so the more stuff you can do via API, the less you need to actually key things into the application yourself. And so the better, the more available a software application is to being programmed via API, the more you can automate.
So, you know, again, APIs, they work between a number of systems. And I understand that legacy accounting systems have APIs as well. So what is the differentiating factor? What is it really that we're talking about here?
So it's a great question. The difference between legacy systems and how they've approached APIs and us is, for legacy software, accounting software providers, the API was kind of an afterthought. It happened after they already built the system initially. And what that means is you can't access everything in the same way as you can via the user interface. It's really tough to do that after the fact. Whereas we've constructed our system to use the API with the user interface from the get-go. And so what that means is it's everything is programmable via API. If you're building an integration with another application, you can use our application programmatically in the same way as you can as an end user. And that just, it removes friction essentially in the process of creating integrations in a way that can really make new integrations possible in a way that you couldn't do before.
I got it. So based on your experiences and the ease of use, I suppose you could say, right, as far as the benefits over your system compared to APIs being added on after the fact, right? How has this API-driven accounting system really gained traction? You know, what are some of the, you know, do you have any examples or some business cases that outline improved efficiencies or whatever goes into your target users?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a few different cases we work with. The first one is, you know, a CFO and controller or controller trying to automate their transactions for their internal business processes. And if you have internal systems that you need to bring a high volume of transactions in for, or at least, you know, complex transactions in from, then having access to an API allows you to bring those in automatically and just remove the manual work from that process. And then what's something that's interesting also is that we have some customers where the first person to reach out was a software engineer, because our platform and our API are constructed in a way that is what you'd want to use if you're working with it as a software engineer. And so it's interesting that as engineering is more involved in the decision-making process for internal systems, that's something that we only see increasing in importance in the coming years.
So I want to kind of follow up on that for just a moment here. I know you started, you know, looking at CFOs, controllers, those who are looking for certain information. And my understanding is with these APIs and the ability to integrate allows for more real-time data, right? So how, again, does the, you know, API-driven accounting enhance real-time data available to them compared to some other accounting softwares or other, you know, dashboards that may come across as real-time?
Sure. Yeah. APIs are what enable real-time financials. I mentioned removing friction in the process of getting data into or operational data into your financials. That's really what it's all about, is the more steps that you have in between whatever the thing happened in your operations and the relevant financial impact being reported in your financials, that just makes it take longer. And so if you can directly connect the underlying transactions to what the financial impact is, then that's how you start chipping away at the process of getting financial data quickly. I think of it as you go down your chart of accounts and you just see, okay, my cash account, where is this coming from? Is it coming automatically from the bank? Can I code the transactions automatically, use some logic to get them in? Okay, great. Next, get down to your accounts receivable account. And maybe there's another system that you're using for invoicing, and that directly feeds into there. And you just, you know, tick down the list and figure out how to automate every account.
And how much code, or, you know, you were talking about engineering a little bit, how much of that knowledge or skill set is required in order to utilize these systems? Is this something that the everyday accountant would be able to essentially build out, or, you know, what kind of assistance is required?
So it depends. You know, you can use, you know, our system, for instance, standalone as an end user. You can pick it up pretty easily. It's really easy to learn. It's built for accountants. But then if you want to get really into the technical details and automate things, you can. So those are both, you know, sides are available. And then in between, you know, there's some integration platforms that help to make it so that non-accounting users can get more involved in the integration spec design. So there's a number of different ways you can do it, but having an easy to use platform and then easy to use APIs only help to enable all that.
So APIs, real-time data, you know, new technology, all this is part of the profession, and it's, you know, step by step, you kind of gave us how things have progressed. you know, real time today, one of the big trends in accounting is crypto assets, right? And everything that's out there in the crypto world and how that's going to impact accounting and finance. Now, I was poking around your website and I see that you do have some crypto companies under your use cases. So I'm just curious, how does this system work with crypto and what is it that you're doing for these companies?
Sure. That's been a big area of interest. So in 2017, Jeff, my co-founder, and I got interested in crypto. And we saw these companies doing ICOs, initial coin offerings, and other complex transactions. And we realized that these are small companies that don't have full accounting and finance departments that are doing this very complex thing that there's going to need to be a system to track this. And we realized that there wasn't, because we, you know, many companies reached out to contact us and asked if we could help. And so we decided in 2018 to release a crypto specific module. And we did that in August of 2018. And so over the past few years, we've been working with a variety of companies that have crypto assets in their operations it's the same problem we're solving. We're just helping them get those transactions into their financials quickly, but they're very complicated. And there's a lot of considerations that are unique to crypto. And so that's why having this specific set of functionality for that, for these companies has been helpful.
So my last question is, you know, obviously you were able to identify a gap, right? Or an opportunity where we could take these systems to the next level and, you know, enhance the use of data and everything else that goes with API driven accounting systems. So I'm just wondering if you have any other thoughts or ideas for your system, for your platform, for the profession, really, you know, what other opportunities in line with what we're talking about today could be out there for, you know, our listeners to think about and consider down the road.
Oh, sure. You know, I've learned a ton going through the process of started with the idea of there could be a better way to do this, a faster way to get financial data, and then listening to iterating on feedback as Jeff and I were building the product and realizing, okay, here are some limitations with designing computer applications or software applications. And here are some benefits that I didn't even realize could exist and kind of, you know, taking the time to understand what's available, what the options are. And, you know, I think there's something great that comes from having somebody who's an expert in architecting a software application, and then somebody with the accounting experience in the accounting side, figuring out what the best overall solution is. And so I think the more we can integrate what's available from a technical perspective, you know, starts with understanding what's out there, the more experts in corporate accounting can do that, the more they can apply it to solving the pain points in their jobs. And so, you know, sometimes it's a tough balance to have to think about both sides of it, but I think there's a lot of benefits to doing so.
This has been Count Me In, IMA's podcast, providing you with the latest perspectives of thought leaders from the accounting and finance profession. If you like what you heard and you'd like to be counted in for more relevant accounting and finance education, visit IMA's website at www.imanet.org.